Ram, hey Ram. Hey Ram, hey Ram. Jag mein sachcho tero naam. Hey Ram, hey Ram. Tu hi mata, tu hi pita hai, tu hi mata, tu hi pita hai, tu hi to hai Radha ka syam. He Ram, hey Ram, jag mein sachcho tero naam. Hey Ram, hey Ram, tu antaryami sabaka swami. Antaryami sabaka swami. Tere charano me charodam. Hey Ram, hey Ram. Jag mein sachcho tero naam. Hey Ram, hey Ram. Tu hi bigade, tu hi sabare, tu hi bigade, tu hi sabhare. Isse jaga ke sare khan. Hey Ram, hey Ram. Jaga mein sachcho tero naam. Ram, tu hi jagadata vishva vidhata, tu hi jagadata vishva vidhata, tu hi subaho, tu hi sham. Hey Ram, hey Ram. Hey Ram, hey Ram. Jag mein sachcho tero naam. Hey Ram, hey Ram. Hey Ram, hey Ram. Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Jai Ram, Shri Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Jai Ram, Shri Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Hey Ram, Hey Ram. Hey Ram, Hey Ram. Jaga me satro chirona. Hey Ram, Hey Ram. Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Hey Ram. Hey Ram, Hey Ram. Jaga me satcho cherona. Hey Ram, Hey Ram. Hey Ram, Hey Ram. Sita Ram, Jaya Sita 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 Ram. Ram, Hey Ram. Hey Ram, Hey Ram. Hey Ram, Hey Ram. Hey Ram.
So, is the offering ready? All right, get that together. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. So yesterday was Ram Navami, and I would like to continue being in that bhav of Lord Ram. According to the teachings and writings of my spiritual master, Lord Ram is the incarnation of Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his brothers, Bharat, Lakshman, and Shatrughna, are also expansions of Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha, the original Chaturvyuha, the four personalities who expand in the spiritual world known as Vaikuntha. Other times when Lord Ram appears, Lord Ram appears as the incarnation of Narayan, and Bharat, Lakshman, and Shatrughna come as the personified forms of the Gada, Chakra, the club, and the conch, and the Sudarshan Chakra, no, the other three, the club, the chakra, yes, the shank, the conch. But according to Srimad Bhagavatam, is this last incarnation, they were Vasudev, Sankarshan, Prajumna, and Aniruddha. So the story of the Ramayana, the demigods were much harassed by the demoniac activities of Ravana. Ravana was previously the demon Hiranyakashipu, who was killed by Lord Nrsimha. But Hiranyakashipu did not recognize Lord Nrsimha as God. He only understood him as some wonderful creature, half man, half lion. So he took his next birth as Ravan and got again benedictions from Lord Brahma. And Ravana conquered everything. All the demigods headed by Indra were defeated. Even Lord Shiva, Ravan got a benediction from Lord Shiva. He did not defeat Lord Shiva, but he did get a benediction, his weapon. And then Ravan even battled Yamaraj. Ravan thought that if I can conquer death himself, then I would have completely contradicted the entire universal order, because that's what a demon does. A demon tries to do the opposite of the law and order of God. So Ravana was fighting with Yamaraj, and Yamaraj was just on the verge of killing Ravan when Lord Brahma stopped Yamaraj and said, "No, I have given him benedictions. Now is not the time for him to be killed." So Yamaraj desisted on the order of Lord Brahma, and Ravana felt himself all victorious. And Ravana was famous for exploiting women, capturing them, forcing them, raping them. But he made one mistake when he went to the heavenly planet and molested and raped the Apsara Rambha. But Rambha was married to Nalakuvra, the son of Kuvera. Kuvera is the brother of Ravan. So, against her will, Rambha was violated. So, Nalakuvra could not do anything to retaliate because he knew Ravan was super powerful. So instead, Nalakuvra issued a curse that henceforward, if Ravana ever molested or raped another woman, he would die. Ravana normally would not pay attention to any curse, but he decided not to take a chance. So he no longer engaged in that sinful activity of molesting and raping women. And Ravana set up his kingdom in Lanka, the golden capital. And Ravan was enjoying his superiority, having conquered all directions. Then the demigods were very disturbed, and they went and pleaded, and the Lord agreed that he would come. As we read in the Bhagavad Gita, why does God come? Pratranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam. So Vasudev agreed to appear to kill Ravan and all of his demoniac followers, Rakshasas. And he appeared as the son of Dasharat. And just as Ravan made that tragic mistake of molesting Rambha, and therefore was cursed, Dasharat also made a tragic error before his marriage. By mistake, he shot one Rishi boy, one son of a sage. And he did not do it knowingly. He thought he was hunting some animal, but the arrow pierced the young boy. And the young boy was simply trying to get water for his old parents who were both blind. He was the only shelter for his parents. They had no one else. So the boy was dying. So Dasharat, he went and found the parents and explained to them exactly what had happened, that by mistake he had killed their son. So he carried the blind parents to the spot of their dying son. And they saw that the boy had reached the heavenly kingdoms. And he indicated to his parents that soon they would join him in heaven. But the old sage, the father of the young boy, decided that in Dasharat's best interest, he would have to issue a curse. And he said, just as I am dying, just as my heart is broken because my son has died untimely, you too will experience separation from your son, and that separation will be the cause of your death. So Dasharat had three wives. What were the names of the three wives? Go. Very good. Kaushalya, Kaikeyi, and Sumantra. Oh, very good. That means in the future he will sit here and he will give.
He's very happy that you're talking about Ramji, because he's always saying that everybody talks about Krishna, nobody talks about Ram. He's very happy to hear that.
Thank you for your blessings. So, Dasharat had those three wives, and they gave birth to those four sons. Ram, Bharat was the son of Kaikeyi, Kaushalya was the mother of Ram, and Sumitra, she was the mother of Shatrughna, Lakshman. So the boys grew up very nicely, And Kaikeyi, even though she was not the real mother of Ram, she was also very, very affectionate towards Ram. She showed so much affection for Ram. But then the day came that Dasarath was getting old. It was time to install the prince regent, install the person who would become the next king upon Dasarath's death. And it was unanimously, everybody wanted Ram to be king of Ayodhya. Everybody in Ayodhya wanted Ram to be the king, especially after his marriage to the great Sita. Everybody was expecting, and the day was announced that the next day Ram would be crowned. But there was an evil plan. Mantra. She was Kaikeyi's maidservant, and she was thinking out of jealousy and envy, and she became sinful. So she approached Kaikeyi and warned her, "Don't let Ram become king. He will banish your son Bharat." But Kaikeyi said, "No. Ram loves his brother like anything. He would never do that mantra again. No. You should have Ram banished to the forest. And your son Bharat should be crowned king. You should not be so naive. Listen to me." But Kaikeyi couldn't accept at first what Mantra was saying. But after some time, by the repeated preaching of Mantra, Kaikeyi's mind also became poisoned. And she remembered, "Yes, I have those two boons." She got those two boons because once Dasarath was in trouble on the battlefield, and Kaikeyi saved him, and he offered her two boons, and she said, "Not now. Later I will take those boons." So Mantra reminded her, "You have those two boons. This is the time to use those two boons. Have Ram banished to the forest for 14 years and have your son Bharat installed as king." So Kaikeyi set the evil plan in motion that night, because Kaikeyi was the favorite queen. Dasarath would enjoy evening pleasures with his beautiful favorite queen Kaikeyi. But in this night, she said, "You are the king. You are supposed to keep your word. Will you keep your word? You offered me two boons. I will now ask for these two boons. Will you keep your word, king?" And Dasarath said, "Of course, I will keep my word." "Then send Ram to the forest for 14 years and install my son Bharat as king." And Dasarath went mad. He couldn't believe what he was hearing from his wife. He couldn't believe it. But she remained firm, and she reminded him, "You are the king. How will it look to the people that you didn't keep your word? You have to do, I am asking for the two boons. You have to do it." But it was killing Dasarath, killing, breaking his heart. The thought of banishing Ram to the forest for 14 years, that was worse than death. But Kaikeyi's heart by this time was like stone. She did not relent. So the next day, Ram, the obedient son, did exactly as his father requested. And Sita decided, I must accompany my husband. And Lakshman said, yes, I will also go with you. On the order of his father, Ram entered the forest. And Bharat was very disturbed with his mother, chastised her severely, and actually frustrated her. How? Because he did not actually sit on the throne. On the throne were the shoes of Ram. And Bharat stayed outside in a hut and ruled the kingdom like that. And Bharat was living like a mendicant, eating barley cooked in the urine of a cow. That was his food. Living very, very simply, renouncing the kingdom. So, Ram, Sita, and Lakshman were actually very happy living in the Dandaka forest. Very, very happy. But one day, One day, Shurpanakha, Ravana's sister, she happened to see this beautiful Ram, and she became attracted to Ram. So she disguised herself using mystic powers, even though she was Ravana's sister, even though she was most hideous, she was able to transform herself to look like a beautiful goddess. So she approached Ram. I want to become your consort. Ram, of course, could see through the disguise. He was not to be tricked. And besides that, Ram had taken a vow, Eka Patni Vrata. Krishna, of course, had only 16,108 wives, but Ram was even more renounced. One wife only, Sita. So he told Shurpanakha, no, I cannot have you. I have taken a vow in this life, only one wife, Sita. He said, but my brother Lakshman, he's not married, so. So Shurpanakha approached Lakshman, but Lakshman also rejected Shurpanakha. So Shurpanakha realized, oh, they're playing with me? Then I will get rid of my competitor, Sita. So when Shurpanakha attacked Sita, then her ears and nose, right? Just the nose, not the ears? He was already married to Irmala? Oh, that's right. They were, that's right. Hey, very good. Panditji, very good. Okay, get in front of the microphone. Get in front of the... No, if I make mistakes, you have to correct me. Very good. Urmila, that's right. They all got married at the same... That's right. Okay. So I have read that also the ears, but you're saying only the nose?
Well, in the book it says ears and nose.
Ah, you said in the book it says ears and nose. That's what I read also. Ears? You going by the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie doesn't count. The book is what counts. And I also have read ears and nose. Very good. Don't go by movie. Go by book. So, Shurpanakha went to her brother crying. And he saw what had happened. So Ravan asked, who has done this? Was that? Well, I'm coming. Don't worry. So Shurpanakha explained to Ravan that this happened, and also 14,000 Rakshasa soldiers headed by Kara and Dushan were also killed by this human known as Ram. And Ravana, he also was quite surprised. One human being killed 14,000 Rakshasa soldiers? But then Shurpanakha said yes, and he has this beautiful wife known as Sita. You have not seen such a beautiful woman, golden limbed, so beautiful. And immediately the lusty desire in Ravana came out, and he decided, I will take this woman as my consort. I will force her to surrender. So one day Ravana decided he would have a plan. He would have Maricha, right? Maricha owed him a favor. He told Maricha, you take the form of a golden deer and distract, and I will then capture Sita. So Maricha knew what was going to happen. He knew that he would be killed, but either that or he would be killed by Ravan. So better to be killed by Ram than to be killed by Ravan. So Maricha took the form of a golden deer, and Sita saw the deer, and she asked Ram, oh please, get that deer for me. It would make a nice pet. And Ram, being a dutiful, henpecked husband, immediately went. And he told Lakshman, you stay here and guard Sita. Give protection. So Ram went to chase the golden deer. And Ram then understood who this Maricha was. And so he shot an arrow and killed the deer. And as Maricha was dying, he imitated the voice of Ram and cried out, Sita! Lakshman! Help! And Sita and Lakshman heard this voice that sounded just like Ram. And Sita told Lakshman, go, help your brother. But Lakshman said, no, he has given me orders to protect you. And Sita then spoke more. What? You want to enjoy me for yourself? Is that why you're not going to help your brother? Lakshman could not believe what Sita was saying, accusing him. So against better judgment, he also left Sita unprotected and went to save his brother Ram. Meanwhile, Ravana came when Sita was alone, and he disguised himself to look like a sadhu. And this, he approached where Sita was, and Sita treated him hospitably. But then, at the right moment, Ravana broke his disguise, grabbed the Sita, and abducted her and put her on his airplane and carried her off. Meanwhile, Lakshman caught up with Ram, and they realized what was happening. And when they got back to the ashram, Sita was no longer there. And Ram decided that if he did not find Sita, he would destroy the whole universe. He was determined, I must find my wife. As Ravana was taking Sita through the air, an old friend of Dasarath named Jatayu saw what was happening. And so he challenged Ravana to fight. And Sita told Jatayu, no, don't fight. He will kill you. But Jatayu said, no, I must do this. And there was a fight. And then finally, Ravan cut off the wing of Jatayu, and Jatayu fell to the ground. And as he was dying, Ram and Lakshman came, and Jatayu informed Ram that Sita was kidnapped by Ravana. And as Jatayu was held in the lap and arms of Ram, Jatayu gave up his life by chanting, Ram, everybody, Ram, Ram, and gave up his life in the lap and arms of Ram. This sequence of Jatayu is one of my favorite sections of Ramayana. I meditate on it. Sita was then taken to Ravana's kingdom, and she was told that you have so much time to surrender to me, because he could not forcibly take her. So she was given some time. Either she would surrender to him voluntarily, or as Ravana told her, I will eat you for my breakfast, because he's a Rakshasa, he's a man eater. And so Ram and Lakshman came upon the monkey warriors Sugriva and Hanuman. An alliance was made. Ram helped Sugriva by killing Sugriva's brother. What was his name? Vali. And it was time to go to Lanka and destroy Ravana and get back Sita. But Hanuman was used, and Hanuman was reminded eventually at some point, because all this time Hanuman had forgotten who he really was, because he was cursed by the sages. But there was a caveat that at a certain point, if he was reminded, and I think it was Jambavan who reminded Hanuman who he was, and therefore Hanuman was now fully empowered, and Hanuman leaped over the ocean and entered Lanka by making himself small, like the size of a cat, and entered the kingdom of Ravana. And he was looking everywhere for Sita. And when he entered the kingdom, he went through all the different places. But he realized none of this could be where Sita is. Then he found Sita in a grove of Ashoka trees. And Hanuman gave her solace. But Hanuman was captured by Ravana and the Rakshasas, and they put his tail on fire. But he escaped, and wherever he went, he lit the city of Lanka on fire. He danced all around, and the city of Lanka was ablaze. And Hanuman came back to where Ram and Lakshman were, and informed him, yes, I have found Sita. Now we must go and destroy Ravana and get back your Sita. But there was a problem. Hanuman was able to jump. How is Ram and Lakshman and all the other monkeys going to cross the ocean to go to Lanka? So they built a bridge, and Hanuman was the main engineer constructor of the bridge. And by Ram's potency, the trees and boulders were allowed to float on the ocean by Ram's potency. And so they made a bridge and they crossed into Lanka. And there was a huge battle. And one after another, Ravana sent his commanders and his own sons to kill Ram and Lakshman. But each son, one after the other, was slain by Ram and Lakshman till there was no one left. So now it was time for Ravana himself to confront Ram and Lakshman. And finally, Ram said to Ravan, "You are just like the stool of a man-eater. You are like a dog, because in my absence, you stole my wife Sita." Then Ram took his arrow and shot and killed Ravana. So now, going to read to you what happens right after that. After thus rebuking Ravana, Lord Ram fixed an arrow to his bow, aimed it at Ravana, and released the arrow, which pierced Ravana's heart like a thunderbolt. Upon seeing this, Ravana's followers raised a tumultuous sound, crying, "What has happened? Alas! What has happened?" Ravana, vomiting blood from his 10 mouths, fell from his airplane, just as a pious man falls to earth from the heavenly planets when the results of pious activities are exhausted. But here's the part that I like. Thereafter, all the women whose husbands had fallen in the battle, headed by Mandodari, the wife of Ravan, came out of Lanka. Continuously crying, they approached the dead bodies of Ravana and the other Rakshasas, striking their breasts in affliction because their husbands had been killed by the arrows of Lakshman. The women embraced their respective husbands and cried piteously in voices appealing to everyone. Now this is what Ravana's wife says to her dead husband, Ravana. This, I really like this. "My lord, O master, you epitomize trouble for others. Therefore you were called Ravana." Because that name means one who makes others cry. What a name, huh? "But now that you have been defeated, we are also defeated. For without you, the state of Lanka has been conquered by the enemy. To whom shall it go for shelter? O greatly fortunate one, you came under the influence of lusty desires, and therefore you could not understand the influence of Mother Sita. Now, because of her curse, you have been reduced to this state, having been killed by Lord Ramachandra." So this is why this is important to me. She accuses her husband, "You came under the influence of lusty desires." And it's the same thing Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, What's the first gate leading to hell? Lust. And Ravana is the incarnation of lust. He's lust incarnate. His wife is chaste, but she's telling the dead Ravana, this is why this has happened. O pleasure of the Rakshasa's dynasty, because of you, the state of Lanka, and we ourselves now have no protector. By your deeds, you have made your body fit to be eaten by vultures, and your soul fit to go to hell. But actually, Ram was merciful to Ravan, because Ram ordered Ravana's brother, what was his name? Vibhishan. Vibhishan was installed as the ruler, and he told Vibhishan, you do the funeral ceremony for your dead brother. So Ram was merciful, because by doing the funeral ceremony, he was saved from going to hell. So it's very important that the funeral ceremony is performed. So there are so many lessons in the Ramayana. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.